You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, let's go ahead and go back to the phone lines. Why not? 216-578-0850. Chevy in New Jersey. What's up, Chevy?
Matt, you guys are doing a heck of a job. It's a great show. Well, what was that guy thinking? It's cutting Johnny down like that. I mean, come on. Did you see the last game he played? And he was even scoring the winning drive, and the rookie dropped the pass.
On the one down there when Maley dropped it, they had the penalty as well. Listen, he's getting better. I don't know. If people don't want to see that he's getting better, that's fine. Does he have a long way to go? Absolutely.
This team has leadership. Batonio, I mean, have you heard him speak? He's an amazing leader right there.
Great pick.
We got leadership throughout the entire team now. This is going to be a great season. Johnny will step in third or fourth game, and the rest will be history. We're going playoffs. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Chevy. Let's go to Steven Norton now.
How's it doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing great. Listen, this kid's only 22 years old. He's thrown a lot of passes this year, worked that arm a lot, and as young as he is, yeah, he's been throwing the ball, you know, most of his life, but still, the amount that he's put into it, this is probably taking the toll on that elbow. It's nothing to worry about. It's sore. I think they just need to go along slow with them just the way they've been doing.
That's what the sense is here. When I talk to people, that's the consensus about what they're doing. Again, he's not supposed to start week one. People who are calling this another example of like a Johnny episode. The funny thing is, I guarantee all the people who are mad at Johnny Manziel would excuse Terrell Pryor's hamstring 100%.
Absolutely.
Like that it makes no big – it's not BS. Johnny, he's resting his elbow. Is it going to be a long-term thing? I don't know. I've been led to believe it is not.
Okay.
That's it.
If Johnny Manziel was Connor Shaw, would we be having 54 minutes of our radio show be consumed by his elbow and taking a day off and not playing in the preseason?
No. And the truth is
– So get off of him.
I feel like you and I don't even like to talk
Seriously,
about it.
Seriously, I don't.
I don't. I'd rather talk about
anything
else.
I'd rather talk about Thad and Josh McCown.
Yes.
Than the guy in the middle.
Let's go to Joe in North Canton now. What's up, Joe? Brian in Oklahoma. I apologize. Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good man. How are you, Brian?
I just want to say to all the Browns haters, you're not true fans if you're hating on the Browns.
There you go.
Get behind Manziel. Get behind these young guys. You know, we got a good team. They're still kind of rebuilding. Pett's second year. Flip's first year. You know, we got a good thing going. I think we can do it.
Listen, I think they are trying to build. The truth is, in this building, Johnny is not a big story.
No.
At all. They are pleased he is making progress. Everybody is happy he is doing everything and preparing like a pro. Are people disappointed and did they find it unacceptable that he didn't last year? Yes. But inside of this building, Johnny Manziel is not a big story. The reason this camp was boring is because the Browns didn't make it a big story. Josh McCown's your starter. They're pleased they have a quarterback who's developing. Let's not forget there have been plenty of quarterbacks who sat and then ended up being good. Johnny needs time, and hopefully he's going to get that time. It's the media and the fans that are all over Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, do you know why he's not a story?
The team.
You know why he's not a story? Because if Josh McCown stays healthy, Johnny Manziel might not play a snap for this football team. That's why it's not a conversation, because you're shifting your attention at this point in the season. Yes, they're spending time on game planning for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I promise you that our offensive and defensive coaches have watched hours and hours and hours of the New York Jets tape. And in no way, shape, and form are they going to build Johnny Manziel into a game plan in week one when you have Josh McCown solidified as your starter and your opening day starter. It's not a conversation. It's not.
No.
It's everyone else outside of this building and outside of this property that it's making it an issue. And the media is sensation. And again, I'm not broad stroking everybody. Some of the media is making us the hype to get the clicks to send them to our website so their advertisers are happy and all that stuff. That's not me.
No. And again, he's not the starter. And people are saying he never missed a game with his elbow. Now all of a sudden he's missing time. If this was a regular season game, I fully believe he would be starting.
I don't even want to ponder that.
Who cares? He's not the starter, and it's not a regular season game. If they want to shut him down, fine.
I mean, if Tank Carter missed it with a hangnail, would we be having this conversation about a linebacker who's a backup to Kirksey and whatever? And if something were to happen, he'd be asked to
no.
It's not a conversation.
No. Yeah. And it was funny, you answered a tweet that I answered simultaneously, you answering it. If the team's 6-4 and Josh McCown's playing great, do you make a quarterback switch after 10 games? No! You're not under any obligation to play this guy. He's here for 5 years if you want him. No obligation whatsoever. 216-578-0850. We've got Johnny D in Dallas. Johnny D.
What's up, my boys? How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, Nathan. I went up to Rochester. And I was at those two practices on Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday, yep. I tried to yell out to you. You were looking at your phone. You kind of looked around, but then you went back to what you were doing. So I'm sorry.
Johnny D. I'm sorry I missed you.
So, hey, but anyways, this whole Johnny thing, I think some people just want to prove that they think they know they're right. And, he had a down season last year, and some people want to pile on and say, I knew he was going to suck. And when he turns it around, they'll be the first ones on the bandwagon. So I don't know whether it was the right pick or not last year. I was for it, but we'll see. It's yet to be determined. We'll see what happens. But I think they're handling it properly. I think if they just let him hang in there, see what he's got this year. If he doesn't bring anything, then we got to get one next year and do whatever we have to do to get one next year.
That's right.
If that means giving up your draft, I don't care. But I think they're handling it okay. I was very concerned that last preseason game. I thought our O-line looked ridiculously bad. I think if that's what they give us this season, we're in a lot of trouble. So I hope there's some urgency from the coaching staff to get that nailed down, because if we can't block, we can't win.
That's got to be the absolute backbone of this offense. And every time we talk about this game, that's what we want to see more than anything, is the offensive line play like a group that would be on average the 30th overall pick in the NFL draft across the board.
Agree.
You got to see them play at that level.
Because if Josh McCown did happen to get hurt, and you bring in Johnny Manziel, who had taken the proper steps to become a solid backup in the National Football League behind a very good offensive line, you can hide, his inadequacies at this point in his career as a quarterback, some bad footwork, throwing off his back foot. You put him in situations that you don't change the offense, but you put him in situations to win. You give him throws that he can make behind a very good offensive line and the ability to run the football. You can hide, his lack of growth at the quarterback position behind a very good line.
Yes, you can.
So that is going to make this team go.
Yes. That's what made the team go last year.
Right.
You're, in theory, better on the line than you were a year ago, better at quarterback, or at least the same at quarterback. You're better at wide receiver. This should be a better – your running backs are into their second year, and you add in a Duke Johnson.
I think a lot of people are scared of this schedule.
And who knows? Because last year, the NFC South was supposed to be good. Atlanta was supposed to be good. Saints were supposed to be good. None of them ended up being good. That whole division ended up being terrible. So, in fact, if you remember before the season, Tampa was a sexy playoff pick.
Yeah.
They picked first.
Right.
So, all right, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. If you're tired of hearing from us, you can hear from Tom Withers. He comes up next, hour number two, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.